Morning, church. So I wasn't really expecting to do the communion this week, but I got a text and said, "Hey, Drew, would you like to do the communion this Sunday?" And I was a little anxious about it, but I was excited as well. And as I prepared for the communion, I just became more and more bold and more confident and excited to share what I wanted to share with the church today. So I appreciate the opportunity to do communion. Just on a personal note, this year, at the end of this month, I'm celebrating my 16-year anniversary with my beautiful wife, PK. And thank you. And at the end of this year, in December, it'll be 19 years for me as a disciple of Jesus. And for those of you who knew me and studied the Bible with me, and many of the guys I study the Bible with are right here in this fellowship, it's really hard for me to believe that I've made it this far. But what I pray for now at this point in my life, I'm 49 years old. I know I'm very old, as my daughter tells me, and crusty too. But in any event, I want to finish my race strong, you know? I want to finish my race strong, and I hope that we all do too. So the scripture, a passage of scripture I'm going to share from today is 1 John 1, 5 through 7. And I'll read it to us. "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin." So the thing that I wanted to talk about this morning is, really the question is, am I hiding in the darkness? And I think this is a question as disciples that is really, it's something that we need to be aware of every day, you know? And if so, why do we hide? And who are we really hiding from? It's not like God doesn't know what's going on, right? He sees everything. He knows everything. And I know when I'm hiding out, the things that keep me from not wanting to confess my sins and be open about what's really going on in my life, it's fear. It's shame. It's guilt. These things I feel. But when I'm open, when I'm humble and I'm vulnerable, I want to be open about my sins, no matter what's going on. And another question, how do you feel when you confess your sins? For me, I feel just like a weight has been lifted off. And I feel a release. I feel stronger in my faith, closer to God, more bold, just like Jesus. So I want to encourage us today, if someone comes to you and they want to trust you with their sin, like I do with Neil David. Every day I get a text from Neil in the morning. "How's it going? All good here." And I have to text back. And I have to make that decision. Am I going to be open? Am I going to walk in the light? And this has been going on with Neil now, I don't know how long, at least since 2015. But what I would encourage each and every one of us is, if someone entrusts you and is vulnerable with you, please listen to them. Be empathetic. I'm a member of the chemical recovery group, and there was a brother in there one time, and he shared a definition with empathy that I like. And his definition was, it's a willingness to attach yourself to someone else's feelings. So I think that's a powerful definition of empathy. It really resonated with me. So I want to encourage everyone, there's power in confession. Satan doesn't want us to be open about our sins or to be walking in the light, because when we're not in a good spot. So today, if you feel the moment, seize the moment, be open. The reality is we're all in the same exact boat together. No one can boast. We're all sinners. We've all fallen short in this room. Let's pray. God, we thank you today to be a member of to be part of this church, God. We thank you that we can be open. We thank you that we can choose to walk in the light. that we don't have to walk in darkness, God. We thank you that you are a merciful God, that you forgive, God. God, I pray that we can come before you today, that we can be contrite, that we can examine ourselves, God, not to be guilty, God, but so that we can be set free, God, that so that we can let go of the things that hinder us from being in a right relationship with you and to being everything that you want us to be, God, for all the plans that you have for us to prosper us, God. I pray that we can embrace confession. God, I pray that we can love one another deeply from the heart as your scriptures have commanded us, God. God, I thank you for this time to come before you, to come before the throne with confidence, God. We love you and pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.